Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Hope you're having a good day. If you're not, guess what? Tomorrow's Friday. That's got to be something to look forward to. So I've got two dogs. I affectionately call Benny and Paddington. Alex and Liv call them little hellions. What else do you call them behind their back? They
bravy
have ears.
Dogs.
They have ears. You know this. They can hear everything you say.
Yeah, bravy dogs. I think, if anything, they don't want to be suppressed because of their rabies. They like that I talk about it, you know?
How can you love your boyfriend, Jewel Daddy's dog, so much, Liv? What's the dog's name?
Leo.
What have I ever said bad about Leo, disparaging-wise?
There's literally nothing
to say because it doesn't act like a crazy person.
Exactly. There's nothing bad you can say about this
dog. Oh, so now we're making fun of people with mental health issues. Is that what we're doing here on the show?
No.
How did their behavior change from the training?
It went good. Once again, I just share things. Like, I'm not getting paid for this. Maybe I will down the road. That'd be cool if we could do a partnership. But I took him to this place called Alpha Canine. Fun story. When I went there, and I like this, they're like, oh, you work on the radio? Like, and then like they don't listen because they're busy training dogs today. They don't listen to really anybody. She's like, okay, I'll give your show a try. I'll listen to it. And they have been. One of the ladies, Alex, was listening, and she only listens from like 6 to 6:20 at the very beginning of our show, like, you know, 5:20 Central.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what she heard the first day she tuned us in driving into the dog place?
Was it you talking about them?
It was us talking about dogs somehow. And like Liv's story about how she hit her neighbor's golden retriever and how it was all bloody and stuff. She's like, wow, this is a great show.
There we go.
I'm like, wow, we're really getting listeners by the moment. But
it's
funny.
Her
first impression of the show is that. So that's always something to think of.
That's tough.
Our dogs have been there for 10 days. They teach them obedience, like sit, stay, walking, healing. But also, like, our dogs struggled a lot where we'd have one of them or two of them. Like, if Liv had her dog walking across the street and we were walking right next to her, they wouldn't go after the dog. They might, like, bark at it. But they would, like, bark, and they'd have this built-up anxiety because they're litter mates and their brothers, that they would take their aggression towards each other, go, rah, rah, look like they're fighting each other. It's scary. It doesn't look right. Like, you can't take them anywhere. I've tried to take them out to the ballpark when they have, like, a bring-your-dog night there, and everybody looks at us like, wow, you guys are terrible owners. Laughing at it, no, but seriously though, and I'm not judging you for laughing, it really bothers me because I love our dogs and it's like there should be able to go out places.
Right.
And what am I going to do? We've tried to do things to fix them.
Put a muzzle on them.
You don't want people to judge them.
Okay, you don't know what you're talking about.
No, you don't want people to judge them for their rabies. I get it.
I mean, what did they say? Did they
I hate you guys so much.
Did they say they were really hard to work with?
No, they said that our dogs were incredibly smart and that within 2 days, they were already picking it up.
Good.
They told us that maybe they'd be there for 14 days, like if we had to stay a couple more. I'm like, okay, we'll do that. They're like, they're going to have some work you have to do at home, but they're ready. So we went there yesterday, and holy crap, it's like somebody hit reboot on our dogs. They were different dogs. They still have like little things, like they go like, I guess, like short circuit of it. They're like, they want to do their old habits, but if you actually keep them in check and do it, dude, they walk. Ben, it's just, and like, I've never seen it. You ever see like the show dogs? They have them at like Westminster where like they're running along and they look at the owner like, hi.
Yes.
Like my dogs look at me. Like they actually like are like focusing. Like, what do you want me to do? I'm looking at you.
They love you.
Well, I don't know about that. It's like crazy, but I can't believe how much it did. Obviously they have basics, sit, stay. When we're walking and we stop, they sit automatically.
What?
It's like a car with all the like extra features. I'm like, you guys must have, what are you giving my dogs? This is insane. My point is, I feel so like, I'm not going to cry, but I am, it's relief because we're at the point now, what are we going to do with these dogs? Because if this behavior they're getting could be aggressive where they could end up like hurting some like themselves, another dog, us, if they ever actually bit. They haven't, but what if? Then we'd have to get rid of them. I don't want to get rid of our dogs. I love our guys. They're cute little things, but they're annoying. But the jumping thing has gotten a lot better too. That's going to be a lot of work, but I honestly cannot believe what happened in 10 days of obedience training. And I'm not knocking other places because I've been other places before where we've learned basic commands and they didn't even really, it was like a temporary fix. This seems like it really did a lot. Now it's on us though. They're saying, guys, this is months that you have to continue this. You can't just stop like, oh, they're good.
Right.
Because Lindsay's like, can they come into the bed with us?
Did they say, compared to other dogs they've had to train, where they fall, like on how difficult or bad their behavior was before?
No, they said like, yeah, she's like, look, because the aggression they had towards each other. Like, were they, like they'd bark
so
and,
they
like,
were,
bite?
She said they were some of the really bad ones.
It was up there, but she said, as far as them learning, she's like, your dogs are very smart,
right,
and they don't have rabies.
Well, that's good.
But she said that quickly, within a day or two, she's like, they got it. And they wanted to learn, and they wanted to like impress us and do what, like, I guess they wanted just to impress the owner or the trainer.
I don't know, man. Do you got the conspiracy music? No,
I'm not going to play the...
Do you think they just replaced his dogs?
Or something, like CBD or something illegal.
They gave him like a Lovato.
Or they put like some sort of...
what
know,
is it called?
You know,
a Demi Lovato? Yeah,
no.
they Demi Lobotomy.
You know like Plankton in SpongeBob? Like when Plankton operates his like thing? Like they put a little plankton inside of them that's like operating them.
Oh yeah,
a brain
your dogs
chip.
Are being operated by somebody on the inside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, by one of the trainers probably.
Exactly. Oh, and they're using the dogs to see inside of your house. Dude, I mean, there's just no way.
They're probably gonna rob you when you go out of town next.
They're just robots.
I watched those dogs for like 2 days. I mean, they're good dogs. You know.
Is there anything in my life that you guys will support? Please,
dude, I support.
I'm curious what this place did.
I don't know what they did. Honestly,
exactly.
I don't care. They could have put an Alexa in my dog's butt. I don't care.
Hey, I love your wife, but you got to make sure she sticks to this because she seems like a little bit of a pushover with your dog.
Well, that's the thing I felt bad throwing. No, I'm not mad about that at all. I love Lindsay, but Lindsay, like the one thing you don't do, like if you have an, I'll wrap it up with this. You can go there and find out more. But if you have a dog that's really easily excitable and it's jumping, you're trying not to get them. First thing you do when you come in the door, you want to be like, ah! You don't want to be super excited and hyped up.
That.
Well, of course, you know, but like, I don't know how bad that dog is, but Benny and Patty's like, perfect. Oh my God, I'm excited too. And you got to come in like almost like a dude, like Liv sounds sometimes with her voice and she's sick.
Okay.
And you got to be like, hey guys. Hey Benny.
Benny. Hey Benny.
Come here.
Oh, see, when I come in, I'm like, Leo. Oh, baby boy.
Pork Chop
so
does
excited.
It even worse.
Yeah, I'm like, Chloe.
Yeah. No, Pork Chop sounds like a Teletubby when he does it.
Baby.
All right, and that's the dog update here on the Joe and Alex show.